Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
In this verse, the Quran states the process of the arrival of the children of Israel into the Holy Land as follows. Moses, Prophet Musa, peace be upon him, told his people to arrive the Holy Land which Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, had assigned for them, and as for that arrival, they should not be afraid of its difficulties. They were enjoined not to refrain from any self-sacrifice, because had they turned on their backs, they would have been of the losers.
They cannot break us, they cannot shake us. Patiently waiting for guaranteed freedom. You can take our homes, but we will remain strong. 'Cause Allah's on our side, and He's where we belong. Palestine, Palestine, wipe those tears from those saddened eyes. Palestine, Palestine, Jannah waits for your innocent life. Palestine, Palestine, we'll be free of Palestine.
One question for this program: why helping Palestine? Is it true that since we are Muslims and the people of Gaza are Muslims, we must stand in solidarity with them? Wrong. We don't care what the faith of those dead children was. We don't worry about the faith of their parents. To us, those are just very helpless and unfortunate victims of the Israel aggression. This is not about faith. This is rather about the strong and the weak. This strong state has snatched the land and the homes of the weak people and displaced them from their own land. What if some other people belonging to a faith other than Islam were persecuted in some other part of the world by another aggressor? Would we as Muslims not care? Should we as Muslims not stand in solidarity with them and as strong as we stand with the Palestinians?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This is Ali, your host. Today we are going to talk about the reason that we need to support Palestine and the Gaza issue. In the case of resistance, the armed forces must be wiped out of the population, expelled outside the borders of the state. Settlers rolled oil barrel bombs into villages as they drove vans with loudspeakers telling people to flee for their lives. These techniques developed in the months leading up to Israel's formal creation, as well as after. Before 1948, just 600,000 Jewish settlers were living in Palestine. This number almost doubled in the 3 years. The third reason that we are bring it up in order to defend Palestinians and the Gaza issue is that how Palestinian resistance was formed. During the 1950s, the slow process of building a national liberation movement gathered peace in the refugee camps scattered around the region. The Six-Day War in 1967 saw Israel obliterate a coalition of Arab states, including Egypt, Syria, and Jordan. By the end of the war, Israel seized control of Gaza. Israeli troops defeated and captured resistance fighters, many of which were exiles. But it suffered an embarrassing defeat at the hands of Fatah fighters in Karama. In 1968, Fatah began to dominate the Palestine Liberation Organization, PLO, set up by the Arab regimes in 1964 as the official representatives of the Palestine people.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio.
May this moment last forever in your hearts, a day you'll always remember every part.
Today's a special.
This feeling of love, just let it grow forever through your life. Bring beautiful years of joy between you till the end of time.
Let's look at the history of the illegal regime of Israel, how Palestinian resistance were formed. During the 1950s, the slow process of building a national liberation movement gathered pace in the refugee camps scattered around the region. Palestinian refugees accessed agencies but were denied political rights by their host countries. Wealthy and middle-class Palestinians gravitated towards the Gulf, where they played key roles in public services and the media. It was among these circles that the new Palestinian movement was born. Among its founders were Yasser Arafat and Mahmoud Abbas. Abbas is the current president of the State of Palestine. The Six-Day War in 1967 saw Israel obliterate a coalition of Arab states, including Egypt, Syria, and Jordan. By the end of the war, Israel seized control of Gaza, the West Bank. Israeli troops defeated and captured resistance fighters, many of which were exiles. Let's look at the ways to support Palestinians. One way is investing ethically. Recently, the Methodist Church in the USA began a program of progressive divestment from companies that were supporting human rights violations in Israel. If you are managing a business or investing pension funds on behalf of a religious body, trade union, or other organization, you may already be investing ethically. Please ask your broker to ensure that companies which support the Israeli occupations and associated human rights violations are excluded from your investment portfolio. Companies which do this include those who operate in illegal Israeli settlement and companies who manufacture and supply equipment or provide services which support the occupations of Palestine. Remember, even individuals can invest ethically by ensuring that your pension and other elements of your investment portfolio are invested with an ethical investment broker.
Sheikh Azhar Nasser.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he speaks about the plight of the early Muslims, what does he say? Allah says in Surah Al-Hashr, ayah number 8, لِلْفُقَرَاءِ الْمُهَاجِرِينَ. Allah speaks about those poor Muslims in Mecca who emigrated from Mecca to Medina. What does Allah say? الَّذِينَ أُخْرِجُوا مِنْ دِيَارِهِمْ وَأَمْوَالِهِمْ. Allah speaks about how the early Muslims were driven out of their homes. They were driven out of their properties. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave the Muslims permission to defend themselves when Quraysh drove them out of their homes. You cannot expect to drive an entire nation out of their homes and expect them to just die silently and to be peaceful victims who do not resist. Now, what is our duty towards the people of Palestine? We have a duty. Yes, we might live on this part of the world, and they live on the other side of the world, but we have a moral obligation to stand with the people of Palestine. And we don't need to be apologetic. We stand with the resistance without any ifs, ands, or buts. We stand with the resistance. The international, the Zionist regime is violating international law. But they have a blank check. The people of Gaza were told that they have 24 hours to evacuate. To go where? Where are they going to go? It's the largest air-free, it's the largest air-free prison in the world. They were told that they have to go south. The people in North Gaza have to move south. They have to evacuate. And would you imagine, as they are evacuating, they don't know where to go. They are being bombed by Israel. Using what? Using white phosphorus.
Dear brother and sister, thank you very much for listening to this episode of today's special from Iran Radio under the title of Why Helping Palestine? Inshallah, we'll continue this interesting and this necessary topic to know about more during these days. Thank you very much and fi amanillah.
Every day we tell each other that this day will be the last, and tomorrow we all can go home free, and all this will finally end. Palestine, tomorrow will be free. Palestine, tomorrow will be free.
Pieces of bread from me, and your soul will never be broken. And if I am your haven, you will never be homeless. One whose cloak is me will never be naked. And one whose resort is me will never be destitute. God is above all powers. IRIB English Radio.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you.
You are listening to the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Danesh, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear brothers and sisters, salam and welcome to this Hadith of the Day. From Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, we have a beautiful hadith in which he says, "Kunu lana zayna, wa la takunu alayna shayna." Be our adornment, our decoration, something that we can be proud of. And do not be a source of shame for us, something that would be like humiliate us, embarrass us. Especially at the time of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, you know that there were different schools of thought. Not all the people followed Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam. And there were so many people who looked at the followers and the disciples and the students of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam and say, okay, look at this one, look at this one. You know, if they had a bad behavior, they would say, but, you know, this is the follower of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Of course, they wouldn't say Imam. So, for example, I remember that Ibn Abi al-Awja, one of the figures who were like an atheist, when one of the students or companions of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam went to debate with him over a topic, and he was so kind of furious, he got furious. He said, but your imam is not like you. When we talk to him, when we have a debate, he remains calm. He remains calm and peaceful, as if, you know, we think that he has accepted our idea and argument, but he has not. And at the end, he brings counter arguments, and he refuses, and you know, he denies what we said in a peaceful manner, in a very logical, peaceful manner. So you're not like him. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, or my, you know, our dear followers, the Shia, the true Muslims, be an adornment to us. Do not embarrass us with your, you know, actions. So especially when it comes to the word Shia, Shia means a follower, a true follower, someone who follows the legacy and the tradition of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. Not only claiming that, it's just words, just like air, but what, you know, action speaks much better and much stronger than words. So let us be men of action. And there are many, many numerous hadiths that tell us the same thing, that we should be good Shia. For example, in another occasion, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, I guess, he saw, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, he met a Shia named Shaqrani doing something. And Imam Sadiq alayhi salam told him, you know, what is good is better from you. When you do it, it is better. Because you are attributed to us. You are related to us. And whatever is bad, if you do it, it's worse. Because you are related to us. So, our brothers and sisters, you know, you're related to Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. You're related to the Holy Prophet. You're related to Islam. You're like a representative of them. Be careful in that regard, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
You just listened to the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Danesh, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد
Let's recite the Quran.
وَإِذَا قَرَأْتَ الْقُرْآنَ جَعَلْنَا بَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنَ الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْآخِرَةِ حِجَابًا مَسْتُورًا
القرآن نور وبيان القرآن هدي الإيمان القرآن مسك الختام
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجه
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, respected brothers and sisters all over the world listening to IRIB English Radio. Welcome to Let's Recite the Quranic Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio. Inshallah, we hope you will learn the Quranic Kareem, learning how to read the Quranic Kareem with tajweed rules and the recitation of the Quran. Right, guys?
Yes.
I'm really happy having brothers Ali Nasir here with me. Hassan Nasrullah, Hussein Ruhullah, and Brother Ma'soom. They all are, alhamdulillah, pretty good in reading the Quran. So they will be, inshallah, helping us. Everyone, how are you?
Fine, sir.
Hassan?
Alhamdulillah, sir.
Alhamdulillah,
Hussein?
Great.
Alhamdulillah.
Everyone is great. Brothers and sisters, hope you are doing great. Let's go and start our class. Inshallah, today we will practice Ayah 4. In Surah Yunus, Prophet Yunus alayhi salam, on page 208. So, brothers and sisters, dear listeners, hope you have the Quran with you. Please turn to page 208, Surah Yunus, Ayah 4. So, we have a recitation for this ayah. Let's everyone all together, let's go and listen. Then, inshallah, we'll come back. Ready?
Yes.
Listen.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إليه مرجعكم جميعا وعد الله حقا إنه يبدأ الخلق ثم يعيده ليجزي الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات بالقسط والذين كفروا لهم شراب من حميم وعذاب أليم بما كانوا يكفرون
Nice recitation. This ayah is so beautiful, just like all the other verses of the Quran, okay? So all the verses and ayat of the Quran are beautiful, amazing. So, here Allah Almighty says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إليه مرجعكم جميعا إليه مرجعكم جميعا Guys, we have come to this world from Allah Almighty, yes? Allah Almighty has created us and He has put us in this world, right? And we will return to Him, yes?
Yes.
Usually people recite Inna Lillahi wa Inna Ilayhi Raji'un for those who are dead. Yes, for the dead people.
Yeah.
In Marasim, yes? In Majalis. But they don't know the meaning. They think this is a very sad ayah. Don't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, they think Inna Lillahi wa Inna Ilayhi Raji'un. This is a very sad ayah. We shouldn't read it. Except in Fatiha of a person, a dead person, in the majlis of someone. Yeah? They usually might think like this. While Inna Lillahi wa Inna Ilayhi Raji'un is itself, by itself, it's a university. It's an ocean of knowledge. By itself. Inna Lillahi, we are for Allah Almighty. We've come from Allah Almighty. We belong to Allah Almighty. We shouldn't think it's me. It's me. There is no me. You're from Lord. If God wills, He can take your life. If God wills, He can extend your life.
Mm-hmm.
If God wants, He can use you in any ways He wants. He can give you responsibilities anywhere. Okay? It's God. We all are belong to Allah. We all belong to Allah. Inna we. Lillah. Li means for. It means belong. We belong to Allah Almighty. Wa inna. And for sure, okay, we are here in this world. Ilayhi. Towards Him. Raji'un. We are returning towards Him. When do we return to Him? Huh?
There is a specific time for
everyone. Yes. The death comes. Death is not the end. Yes? Is it the end, Hassan?
No.
It's just the beginning. The real beginning, yes?
Yes.
So we return to Allah Almighty. In this ayah as well, we have إِلَيْهِ مَرْجِعُكُمْ جَمِيعًا. To Him will be the return of you all. Okay?
Yes.
وَعْدَ اللَّهِ حَقًّا. Oh, this is beautiful. That is Allah's true promise. Allah's promises are true. إِنَّ وَعْدَ اللَّهِ حَقٍ. In the other verses of the Quran we have, okay? The promise of Allah is true. إِنَّهُ يَبْدَأُ الْخَلْقِ. Indeed, He originates the creation. There is a beautiful meaning for originate. Huh? Originate and design. Look, originate means when you create something out of nothing. It means you don't have any template for that. Look, Allah Almighty created everything while He didn't have any template.
Yeah.
Any example for it? Refer to the Tafasir. Okay, refer to the Tafasir books to learn more, inshallah. A lot of beautiful things are there. You can learn. So, Hussein, would you recite this ayah? Phrase by phrase, let's go.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Ahsantum.
Ilayhi marji'ukum jami'a.
Ah, wait. You remember I told you ra? Sometimes you forget to pronounce it correctly. Marji'ukum. Ahsant. Go on. Jami'an. Why did you say jami'a? It's jami'an.
Because when we pause, the tanween changes into fatha.
Ah, fatha plus an alif.
Yes.
Yes, Hassan?
Yes.
Jami'an is changed to?
Jami'a.
Jami'a. Was he allowed to make a pause here, Hassan?
Yes. It has a sila sound. Sila.
Sign?
Sign. Which actually says it's better to continue.
Better to continue.
You can make a pause.
All right.
IRIB English Radio, in cooperation with Xavier International Schools, presents Let's Recite the Quran.
Move on.
وَعَدَ اللَّهِ حَقًّا.
أحسنتم. حَقًّا again. Look, he pronounced it as حَقًّا. He changed it to fatha plus an alif, right? Move on.
إِنَّهُ يَبْدَأُ الْخَلْقَ ثُمَّ يُعِيدُهُ لِيَجْزِيَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ بِالْقِسْطِ.
أحسنتم. بِالْقِسْطِ.
A great qalqala.
Yeah, you have to make an echoing sound here, right? So there are five letters that you have to make an echoing sound with them while they appear saakin. Tell us. Qaf,
ta,
ba, jim, and dal. They are called, put them together, make a word.
Qutbijat letters.
qalqala, darul qalqala.
There was another qalqala on liyajazi.
Liyajazi. Good job. You forgot it?
Yes.
No problem. Move on. وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا
وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَهُمْ شَرَابٌ مِّنْ حَمِيمٍ وَعَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْفُرُونَ.
You forgot again. شَرَابٌ, you said.
شَرَابٌ.
Ra, ra, ra. Make an A. No, no. Make an A sound.
A.
A. Ra.
Ra.
Good job. Don't say Ra. Ra, no.
Sharab. Sharabun.
Ahsant. That's it. So, وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَهُمْ شَرَابٌ مِّنْ حَمِيمٌ.
شَرَابٌ
مِّنْ حَمِيمٌ. Right, the one you say boom once, okay? That one. Sharab boom. Min hami min. How do you say? Hami
miu.
Miu. Wa'adha bun ali mun bima. How do you say? Ali mun bima here. Iqlab. The other ones were idghar.
Yes.
So, thank you so much, Hussein. Thank you. I will recite this ayah. Make sure you repeat after me, okay? Okay. Let's pay attention to all the tajweed rules we have mentioned. Some easy ones as well were there, we didn't, okay? So they are easy, you yourself know them. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
Bismillahir rahmanir rahim.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
إليه مرجعكم جميعا
إليه مرجعكم جميعا
وعد الله حقا
وعد الله حقا
إنه يبدأ الخلق ثم يعيده ليجزي الذين آمنوا
إنه يبدأ الخلق ثم يعيده ليجزي الذين آمنوا
ليجزي الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات بالقسط
ليجزي الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات بالقسط
والذين كفروا لهم شراب من حميم وعذاب أليم بما كانوا يكفرون
والذين كفروا لهم شراب من حميم وعذاب أليم بما كانوا
صدق الله العلي العظيم
صدق الله العلي العظيم.
أحسنتم. Brothers and sisters, thank you so much for being with us up to this time. That's it from us for today, for this session. Inshallah, stay with IRB English Radio for the next coming sessions. Thank you so much, Ali Nasir, Hassan, Hussein, and Masoom. Inshallah, we hope we should have you for the next sessions as well. Thanks to IRB English Radio, Sevier International Schools for Corporations. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammadi wa alihi al-tahirin.
Allahumma
salli ala
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Sevier International Schools.
شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن
The Ocean of Dua In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful. Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In today's program, we will listen to a commentary of Ziyara al-Yasin by Sheikh Abdul Raza Bahrani, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom.
On that morn, before the world was born, in this lonely world I hear that music near and far. Did we the cadence of divine music hear? Did we the
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم In the name of Allah, the All Beneficent, the Ever Merciful All praise belongs to Allah, the Lord of the worlds And may Allah's peace and blessings be upon the best and the last of the prophets Muhammad And his pure and infallible progeny and household Especially his last successor Imam Mahdi May Allah hasten his reappearance And may Allah's peace and blessings be upon you and with you, my dear brothers and sisters. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. This is the Ocean of Dua, and I am Abdul Raza Bahrani. Inshallah, I will explain and interpret the passages and sentences of Ziyarat al-Yasin in this series of lectures. Now, let's listen to some passages of this Ziyarat.
The Ziyarah of al-Yasin.
السلام عليك أيها الإمام المأمون السلام عليك أيها المقدم المأمون السلام عليك بجوامع السلام
Peace be upon you, O entrusted leader. Peace be upon you, O favored and expected. Peace be upon you to the ultimate meaning of peace.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad wa ajjil farajahum wal'an alahum ajma'in.
In the previous program, we started talking about another salutation in Ziyara al-Yasin, and that salutation was Assalamu alayka ayyuhal imamul ma'moon. Peace be upon you, O the trustworthy imam, the trusted and the trustworthy imam, or the protected imam. It is something obvious that God the Almighty has special trusts that not everyone has the capacity to keep those trusts and to have them. And we know that Imam Ajalla Ta'ala Farajul Sharif has a special trust with himself. You know, here when we use the word imam, imam is the leader and is a person who is in front of us and a person whom we follow and we should follow. So when we say that Imam Ali, we are saluting Imam Mahdi bin Allah hasten his reappearance with the title of Imam, it means that we believe that he is our leader. And if we believe that he is our leader, we need to obey Imam alayhi salam. And we know that Imam alayhi salam wants nothing except obedience of God the Almighty and being the true believers in Allah and not committing sin and to observe all acts of worship which are obligatory upon us and to fulfill our duty towards God the Almighty. And of course, sometimes it is hard. It is a difficult task. It is not an easy task. And sometimes even we need to sacrifice our lives for the goal of Imam alayhi salam and for the order of Imam, may Allah hasten his reappearance. So this is very important, to be obedient to Imam alayhi salam, to listen to him wholeheartedly and not disobey him, the way that many of the companions of imams during their lifetimes dealt with imams and the infallible household of the Holy Prophet. May God's peace and blessings be upon them.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. How to pray for the faraj or the relief. Imam al-Asr ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu al-Sharif to his second representative, Muhammad bin Uthman rahmatullahi alayhi, addressing the Shias, says, pray a lot for the relief, as indeed it is your relief. One who is disturbed, distressed, and heartbroken due to the separation from the Imam, the prayers of such a person, they have two effects. Either the Imam's arrival will be hastened, or the afflictions, the problems, and the distresses of the person praying for the relief of the Imam, they will be removed. As a result, he will be eased, he will be pleased, and will be comforted. In either cases, as Imam al-Asr ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu al-Sharif has said, وَأَكْثِرُ الدُّعَى لِتَعْجِيلِ الْفَرَجِ فَإِنَّ ذَٰلِكَ فَرَجْكُمْ. Pray a lot for the relief, as indeed it is your relief.
اللهم كن لوليك حجة ابن الحسن صلواتك عليه وعلى كل ساعة وليا وحافظا وقائدا وناصرا ودليلا وعينا حتى تسكنه أرضك طوعا
The Ocean of Dua, Commentary of Ziyara al-Yasin by Sheikh Abdul Raza Bahrani, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom.
And the next thing is Ma'mun, and so here one of the most important trusts that has been given to Imam alayhi salam, and Imam alayhi salam has been trusted with that, is imamat itself. Imamat is something great, a great, and maybe I can say the greatest trust of Allah the Almighty.
just very, very few and very little in number are the people who can tolerate this trust. There are very, very few and rare people who have the capacity to be trusted with imamat. And that is why when we look at the Holy Quran and the narrations of the Holy Prophet and Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, we find that even not all the prophets had the capacity to be given imamat. So imamat was given just to great prophets of God, like the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his pure and infallible household. And like Prophet Abraham, God's peace and blessings be upon him, as Allah the Almighty mentions in the Holy Quran, that after being successful in different trials and tests, then God the Almighty appointed Prophet Abraham as Imam. And because this is something so much great, and everyone loves to be in that position, the Prophet Abraham asked Allah the Almighty to give this tawfiq to his offspring to be among the imams. And then when Prophet Abraham asked, وَمِن ذُرِّيَّتِي, and from my offspring, God the Almighty said that this is a so much great trust that just very few and rare people can shoulder it. This is a great responsibility. And therefore, God the Almighty says, لَا يَنَالُ عَهْدَ الظَّالِمِينَ, that this, oppressors, those who have wronged themselves and have committed sins and have worshipped gods other than Allah the Almighty, these people do not have the capacity, and these people do not deserve to be imams and to be trusted with this great divine trust of Allah the Almighty. Just very, very few of the people have been given this trust, among whom is Imam Mahdi, ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif. And that is why in this salutation we say, peace be upon you, O the trusted and trustworthy Imam and leader. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parstoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
It guides us through life. It has taught us everything. We should learn and appreciate what it gives us. And try to apply them to our daily lives. How is it possible?
شرح القرآن
by means of Quran.
این خوندن قرآن و تلاوت قرآن قدم اول است برادران من، این قدم آخر نیست.
Reading and recitation of the Quran is the first step, brothers, not the last one.
هو الذي أرسل رسوله بالهدى ودين.
It is he who has sent his apostle with the guidance and the religion of truth, that he may make it prevail over all religions, though the polytheists should be averse.
والذي أرسل رسوله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله ولو كره المشركون.
تلاوت قرآن با صوت خوش، با آداب که شیوه خاصی دارد، موسیقی خاصی دارد، روش خاصی دارد، اینها چیزای لازم است.
Recitation of the Quran in nice tones should be performed according to particular methods and tones.
اما این کافی نیست.
But it's not enough.
مشکل بزرگ مسلمانان دنیا دوری از قرآن، دوری از قرآن، از قرآن.
Muslims' major problem is losing touch with the Quran. Quran, Quran.
کتاب الله. الله
چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته dear listeners welcome to another program of Spring of Truth hosted by me brother Yasir Ibrahim on Iran Radio in this program we try to at least mention some of the sayings of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi listening to these statements are beneficial in and of themselves And we try to take certain lessons and we try to analyze some of these statements for the benefit of our dear listeners and for the benefit of myself, first and foremost. And obviously, as we mentioned previously, that because Imam, being the Gnostic and the mystic and the Arif that he was, these statements that we are currently discussing, those of a theological nature, obviously are a bit more profound, a bit more deeper. But as I mentioned previously as well, they are not just, you know, statements that are made haphazardly or to motivate. No, they are there based on objective reality, based on the witnessings of Imam Khomeini himself, rahmatullah alayh.
Ya Rabbana, salli ala Taha al-Nabi wa alihi, sallallahu
So the next statement of the Imam that we would like to mention, again, a very profound one, again regarding the prophets and the awliya. Awliya is one of those difficult words to translate, these friends of Allah, those who are proximate to Allah, you know, the close ones of Allah, the beloved of Allah, and different words have been used. But the awliya, as in the translation that is used, is a very good word, keep it as awliya. So all the excellences and all the perfections, all the kamalat that were achieved by the prophets and the awliya were means or were attained by detachment from all that is not Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in the translation, it says of God, not of God, because that makes it on a lower level. If you said that they detached from everything that was not God, and by attaching themselves to him, this makes sense. That everything else, as mentioned in one of our previous statements, that it is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who is light. Everything else is darkness. So why are you attaching yourself to darkness? Attach yourself to that which is light in order to illuminate yourself, illuminate your existence. We should do that. We should illuminate ourselves. And what is also beautiful about this is, you know, some of the other great sages and ulama have mentioned, and this is the actual truth behind it, that when a person is illuminated by the light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not only are they illuminated, they enable others to be illuminated by their light. One of the greatest examples is the prophets, that they guided people because of the light they had and attained from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They were the guides because of this. And all of that perfection was because they were attached to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything else for them was not necessary, was not, you know, of importance. Why? Because it is darkness. It does not exist. It is irrelevant. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to be of those who follow the path of the prophets and the awliya. And not only follow them, to be of those who attain a little bit of what they attained as well. Inshallah, until our next episode. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
Israel Watch welcomes you. The ongoing aggressive war against Lebanon has resulted in significant losses for the Israelis due to the rockets and drones deployed by Hezbollah, which have undermined security within the Israeli community. Additionally, the threat posed by these drones to Israeli officials, including Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, has been a focal point for analysts and experts in the Hebrew media. Today, we will discuss these issues with our guest in the studio, academic and political researcher, Mr. Tariq Aboud. We extend a warm welcome to you, esteemed guest.
Thank you so much.
Let's start by discussing the serious challenges faced by the Israelis due to Hezbollah's targeting of deep Israeli territory with rockets and drones. This situation has forced millions of Israelis into shelters, turning their daily lives into a nightmare, according to Hebrew media, which has criticized the Israeli administration for the current state of affairs, especially in the occupied northern regions. Mr. Tariq Aboud, Hezbollah has affected the situation in Israel.
The Israeli forces have quickly escalated their operations, conducting over 11,000 airstrikes aimed at preventing rockets and drones from being launched from southern Lebanon into occupied Palestine. Despite more than a year of these efforts, rockets continue to be fired and their range has expanded, reaching beyond Haifa, over 105 kilometers beyond the Lebanese-Palestinian border. In addition, one of the drones reached Netanyahu's house in Qasariya and Netanyahu's bedroom. The main challenge for the Israeli military now lies with drones. While F-16s and helicopters patrol the skies continuously, along with drone systems and air defense